Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the preferability of wearing white clothing and the permissibility of wearing other colors. Example, we given a green, yellow, black, and when red was mentioned, we explained that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Yemeni cloth that would come would have red stripes on it, so not that the person was wearing full red. So those ahadith that mentioned red, for example, and today we'll do the hadith that mentions green. So what it means is red stripes, green stripes. An example we've given, the person has got different color shawls. So if he wants a red, he wants the one shawl that is red, he'll say, may I have the red shawl. Or he'll refer to that shawl as a red shawl, he'll refer to the green shawl as a green shawl. But you look at the red shawl, you'll find that it's red and white on it. So they've got red lines on it and they've got white background. So the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's how it would be. Not that when we understand red, it means full red. So therefore, that is also important to understand. Then we explained that the general color, the desirability was to wear white. But if there was a need, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would wear other colors. So it shows us that other colors also are permissible in Islam. It's not that it is impermissible. However, the preferable, desirable is to wear that clothing that will remind you of maut, will remind you of your kafan, will remind you of the day that you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, that was one of the reasons why they desired. Other, we explained that when dirt comes on it, easily also it is able to be seen. The color is cool, cool in summer, cool in winter. All these are hikmats that are mentioned. And we also explained that when it comes to the Mubarak Deen and Shariat, then we accept it because it is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if science doesn't have any explanation for what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, we still know that it is 100% correct. And there's 100% goodness in whatever teaching there is of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Rimthata Rifa'a At-Taymi radiallahu anhu qal, Ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alayhi thuban akhdaran. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi bi isnadin sahihin. Hazrat Abu Rimsa Rifa'a At-Taymi radiallahu anhu, he narrates that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wearing two green garments. As mentioned previously, that these two green garments refer to garments that were not completely green, but had green stripes on them. A similar narration is also narrated by Hazrat Ya'la ibn Umayyah radiallahu anhu, who says that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif whilst wearing a green striped upper garment with the right side over the right shoulder. He was just describing how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that garment. The right side was over the right shoulder. We find that the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also very loose. Upper garment like a shawl almost over him. Lower garment also would be loose. So here he's describing the upper garment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Jabirin radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala yawma fathi makkata wa alayhi imamatun sawda. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered Makkah Sharif on the day of the conquest of Makkah wearing a black turban. Here the muhaddisin, whatever description they saw of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would describe it so that we can benefit. In other words, every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was something beneficial. So therefore they captured it for us, as though we are now 1400 years, we are captivating this scene of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was Fathay Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a black turban when he entered Makkah Sharif. Now ulama explained that why did the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wear a black turban? Normally he would wear a white turban. Here, because he was on safar, he was out in jihad. And one of the hikmats, one of the wisdoms is that black conceals signs of dust. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on travel out in jihad. To conceal the dust, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore black. Also, one of the wisdoms given is black doesn't change its color. Black, in other words, stays black. Generally, black would stay black. If you wear something white with the dust and the dirt, then the color of it also changes. So here to show the kuffar that this is a time of jihad, like how the color of this turban doesn't change, like that Islam won't change. Islam will remain till the day of Qiyamah, to give them and to show them and to explain to them that this is how Islam will remain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wore a black turban on the occasion of Fathay Makkah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam generally would wear a black turban in jihad. One more hadith to do with the color of the turban of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. An Abi Sa'id Amr ibn Hurayth radiyallahu anhu qala ka'anni anzuru ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa alayhi imamatun suda qad arkha tarafiha بين كتفيه رواه مسلم وفي رواية له أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطب الناس وعليه إمامة سوداء هذا أبو سعيد أمر بن حريث رضي الله عنه narrates it is as though I can see رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم wearing a black turban with its two ends hanging between his shoulder. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام wore a black turban. You know, the tail of the turban has two ends. He says it's as though I can still picture or I can see it, that Rasulullah SAW, the tail of his two ends were hanging between his shoulders. Another narration has it that Rasulullah SAW delivered a sermon whilst wearing a black turban. So here it shows that Rasulullah SAW also sometimes, other than the occasion of jihad, he wore a black turban. Here it's saying Rasulullah SAW according to a narration of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah SAW delivered a khutbah whilst he had a black turban on. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was on the pulpit, on the mimbar for Jummah, and he wore a black turban. So many hadiths encourage the wearing of turbans. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that the turban is a matter of honor for a believer. So wear the turban, it is a salient feature of Islam. It is the differentiating factor between the Muslims and the disbelievers. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of practicing every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is great. Our Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he says, because of his rash, etc., that he has and the heat that he feels, so it's difficult for him to wear the turban. But he says, at least we should try once a week, maybe on a Friday, for example, that we practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Or it is the day of Eid that is coming. After Ramadan, we find Eid, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. Let us at least use these occasions as excuses to practice upon the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil